Trust your insufficiencies to the Holy Ghost. Did you hear that?
Yes,
trust all your inadequacies and all your insufficiencies to the Holy Ghost. Sometimes he permits you to get in that position that you can learn to rely on him and trust him. He always going to be there to uplift you. But you have to learn how to depend on the anointing. The anointing, I think the anointing is the ability of God. A simple definition for it is the ability of God. And you notice I'm a ram a little bit, but Jesus depended on the ability of God coming through the Holy Spirit. Also in 1 John 2:20, unction and utterance. Two things you need to think about. Unction and utterance. You have an unction from the Holy One. You know all things. But then when you turn to Ephesians chapter 6, just bear with me a minute. Ephesians chapter 6, you get to looking at the 17th chapter, 17th verse, the 18th verse, the 19th verse, and you'll see that unction, when you need utterance, when you need to say something, somebody asks you a question, not just about preaching, what you all are doing in the ministry in here, you need the unction to have the right utterance. In other words, you don't want to just spit out scriptures, because they really, scriptures just spit out is insufficient. They don't carry no rhema. And see, they don't carry no, I feel the presence of God. They don't carry no endorsement of the Spirit. Now, I see a person think, because they're quoting scriptures, they're really in there. No. All scripture had to be endorsed by the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost is not breathing and agreeing, you just like you're reading a comic book or making a statement from the newspaper. It's insufficient. Without the power of the Holy Ghost, ladies and gentlemen, we are insufficient. And so even though we have scriptures, even though we know the chapter and the verses, but we haven't consulted the Holy Ghost. And if the Holy Ghost is not breathing on what we are saying, to turn it into a rhema to the people that we're ministering to, we have not helped those people. They could have went to a secular council. You're not secular counselors. You counsel in the Spirit. That's why Isaiah 10:27 says, it's the anointing to destroy the yoke. And so to be here, to be in these positions, a reliance on the Holy Spirit is what your pastor do all the time. I recognize my weakness, my insufficiency. I'll stand up today and minister in my weakness and my insufficiency, but I trust the Holy Ghost. I've been doing that for 47 years. See, if not, stress, strain, going to be up on you. You got your other activities you got going on. You got your job, you got your family, you got et cetera. And if you don't trust the Holy Ghost for this position that you're in, that God appointed you to, you're not gonna make it. Trouble become enjoyable when you rely on the Holy Ghost. You didn't understand it, did you? No. Trouble become enjoyable because you don't have to carry the load. But in the process of going through something, now the Holy Ghost show you that he can do anything. So tight spots ought to be made. In this business, tight spots are to be made, but just trust the Holy Ghost. My point coming in here this morning is that everything in this ministry, I'll give you a prophecy the Lord gave me this morning. Everything in this ministry has to be based on trusting in the Holy Ghost. I will give you the unction and utterance that will usher in new and fresh wave of presence of the Holy Spirit, that will release unusual demonstration of my spirit and power to produce a boldness in my people that they have not seen or experienced before. They will remove all blockage. Listen, they will remove all blockage and rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. As we as a team begin to operate and depend and trust as John 16:13, of the Holy Spirit seeing things that cannot be seen and then bring those things and reveal them to us. What a privilege we have to have the same Spirit of God that Jesus had on the inside of him. And to depend upon the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit move frustration. He removed it, you know. He's the comforter. And he puts you in a comfort zone when it seems like you shouldn't be in a comfort zone. But that's his divine work. But you got to have communication with him. Say the church, what the church had, rest, edified, what else they had? Comfort, the communion of the Holy Ghost, and walked in the fear of the Lord. I might not have them in direct order. But these type of things is of the Spirit. The letter without the Spirit is what? Dead. How many ever experienced that? I have many times. I said, Lord, I ain't this. You know, I don't feel no unction, nothing. I don't have no extra power. You know, so I'm just going and talk this out, but ain't nothing happening. You know, so now what will produce this type of ability or this type of dependability? Praying in English and the Spirit. Now, we done got to praying in the Spirit too much without talking to God. Hey, Lord, this is me, Joe. I need some help. I don't know what to do with this. I got two families I got to go see. I need some help. Don't just pray in tongue about it. Pray in understanding, because he'll talk back to you. All right? So now let's catch this. Praying in the Spirit is important, but praying in the understanding is important. Just flat foot. See, your inadequacies come out more clearer when you're praying in understanding. You don't have words to say. You run out. You know, and we must learn to talk to God, not just asking for something. Acknowledge him, talk with him by it, tell him what he already have done for you, how good he is. And those small insight will bring a rest that I can't explain. I'm very seldom I'm disturbed. Very seldom. Because who was it that was Paul showed us his insufficiencies. I think it was in 2 Corinthians 12 when he brought us to Hebrew 2 Corinthians 12 when he brought us to Hebrews 4:16. Turn with me quickly, Hebrews 4:16. See, Hebrews 4:16. I think that's a verse. Is that a verse? Anybody got there yet? Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we can what? See, very, very important. Now why did I say, yes sir, why did I say 2 Corinthians 12? You see over there, I think in that chapter where Paul come to the point where he was couldn't get done straight, and God said, my grace is sufficient. Is that scripture? Yes, and so Paul said, when I'm weak, then am I strong. So you have to know that. Your weakest moment is your strongest moment. Why? Dependency. Trust. Reliance. So your inadequacies and your insufficiencies and your weaknesses are there for a reason. They're there for to step you out of one world into another world. Out of the natural into the supernatural. Out of the flesh into the spirit. That's why John 6:63 says what it says. It is the spirit that quickeneth. Then it says another statement. The flesh profiteth nothing. Because I was talking about that a few minutes ago. The letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. So in order to be in the spirit, not just reading, you're going to have to pray. And you're going to have to put yourself before God and tell him you're dependent on his grace and his mercy to show you what to do in any given situation. Because you're going to come up with a tough situation. When you're dealing with people now, we got a pretty, by so much word going out in this church, people are pretty well established. But yet there'll come a time when you as a leader will have to know that there's nothing too hard for God. And whatever word God gives you, you need to release them and trust God, because sometimes God give you words you don't understand. But if you're fully trusting him, I do that all the time, you fully trust him. So it's a matter of recognizing the letter is proper, but it's insufficient. See, it's insufficient without the Spirit. And all of this started this morning based on Jesus talking to me earlier this morning, or the Holy Spirit talking to me earlier this morning, about the importance of 1 John 2:20 and 27. Then he displayed Jesus' ministry to me in Luke 4. Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Don't go in the wilderness without the Spirit. Jesus was led by the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. You remember reading that, right? Huh? And he took two things. Jesus took two things and whipped the devil. What were they? I can't hear the rest. And then who said that? Yeah, two things. He took the Spirit and the anointing and the word, and whipped the devil. Same thing you're going to need. Not just words, you're going to need the anointing. So, you know, the Lord anoint me. Fresh oil, fresh fire, fresh rain. Huh? Let the dove fly this morning. Huh? Uh-huh. Pour fresh oil on my head. Anoint my head with oil. Huh? So it's so important, you know, that we're getting the accolades, we're getting the academics, or whatever you want to call them, getting everything in line up, and getting your outline, your papers, and all that straight, and what your group is, and who in your group, and all that. That's fine. But then, by the same token, this is I guess the two words are spiritual realities. And the reality of this is not, I just look on the wall and see a post office job. I mean, you're going to need to be, I see the word post office, you're going to need to be in the Spirit. Are you following me? Uh-huh. So Paul comes to the conclusion that my insufficiency is my strength in the Spirit. Back again, I'm calling Roman, but back to John 6:63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth the flesh, what? But the words that I speak to you, they are what? Spirit and life. And so you got to have the Spirit. The word is alive, but if you're not John 15:7 orientated, it won't be alive in you. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you're ready to function. You see what I'm saying, Clarence? So there's an appreciation of me as your pastor that you take this position, but a greater appreciation from God. And God is really your rewarder. You know, I just come to tell you what he can do and what he will do for you. All right? So never get discouraged when it seems like it's not going right. It cannot not go right when you're working for God. There can't be no impossibility. There can't be no case too hard, you know. And there are times people will come to you with the same problem you're dealing with. Yeah, see, I need somebody to talk to me. No, you can't say that. You're a leader. you got to go and act like, I got it. Yeah, we got it by faith. But there are times the person will come to you and read your whole life. And that's a test for you, that you can go on and trust God and know God can handle your case and their case too. Never tell people your weakness. You know, stay in strength. Stay strong in the Lord. Father, my brother. And again, Ephesians 6:12 is very important. Ephesians 6:12, very important. You got to read around it, but the 12th verse is very important, because in this scenario, We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Principality, power, spiritual wickedness, rulers of darkness. This type of understanding must know, you must know that when people come to you and you send out on these different assignments, you must recognize that you're facing the enemy who has already been defeated. And if you handling the shield of faith right, you can quench all the fiery darts. Wake up, girl. She's sleepy, man. She's sleepy. I'm glad you're here, though, but she went to sleep on me. I ain't gonna look at it the right way. I ain't gonna look at her. Because I usually make you stand up. But the shield of faith, two major weapons. Shield of faith and the sword of the spirit. You got to know those two. And I'll give you another one in Psalm 5:12, the shield of favor. Shield of faith, shield of favor, Psalm 5:12, and the sword of the spirit. Now you know the armor is in Ephesians chapter 6. And that shield, he said, well, above all. I wonder why he said that about faith. Above all, the shield of faith. Well, you're going to have to protect yourself. And you're going to have to operate in faith. You can't operate in feeling. Everybody crying in the family, they didn't come to you. Little girl been raped. You know, they don't have no money. Something like that, you'll come upon you. And you're going to have, you're going to have the Spirit of God in you. I need you all to be able to discern when people come in our midst playing game. Now, I have a man here now, a little bright man with his wife. They're here, they join the church. The next day they call for financial counseling. Come here with not sufficient, say no sufficiency, no housing, no car. Got a few dollars coming in. I've had this happen to this ministry before. I need you all as leaders to know how to deal with this and grab, snatch your, the point under you, snatch them and knock them out. No, snatch them and, are you out your mind? Because see, we're not a local ministry. So people watching us all over the world, and then we're a money ministry. Now that's, so they think they can come play game on you all, that they think all of y'all are millionaires. They come in, they try to get in on you, and they got a good story, and they've been studying do this 25 years, you know. So you're not dealing with no Sunday school folks. So I love the man. I'm going to try to help him if I can, but I put him out of school immediately. Because you don't come join Word of Life, get into school, and the next day call my office for counseling, financial counseling. And then you don't come here broke, catching a ride, staying with anybody you can get a hand on. Some people can tell a convincing story. Y'all got to be able to see through these stories. And then, you know, when I need to deal with something, I'm almost through. When I need to deal with something in the center where I need some strong people with me, I don't need everybody to be weak. You know, too many handle her too rough. That was a demon. There was something about to upstart the ministry, so I got to stop it. So I need you all to be strong, you know. Even if I start saying something real strong and dealing with a poison, I need White to stand up. Say he ain't by himself. You know what I'm saying? You follow what I'm saying? That's the way we got to do this. That's why y'all leaders. I mean, that's things get bigger and bigger, and we deal with more people. You know, it seems like people are so nice. And you say, I treat that nice man. Listen, boy. That's the way they're supposed to come nice. Now, John, no. John been with me. We've been, Brother Hagin meeting. We've been around the world dealing with spiritual things. So be sharp. That's all I tell you. Be sharp. Trust the Holy Ghost. Come on, Montreal. Trust the Holy Ghost. I didn't expect to stay this long. Trust the Holy Ghost, and we need the anointing. I need you to study 1 John 2:27.